If you cannot understand what a phenomena is, you will not be able to understand mind. If you cannot understand mind, you cannot understand for my mind. If you cannot understand for my mind, you cannot penetrate the truth. It is very difficult for you to understand the second turning. Even the first aggregate of form, I tried very hard to make it simple for you to understand, but it's not easy. Luckily, it's recorded. You can listen to it slowly, but ignore the first part. We are all this while I am not used to holding a microphone. So when I started holding the microphone, I did not know what happened. I cannot hold on to things. So it becomes unnatural. So when I hold on to something, the Dhamma cannot come out or flow from the heart as naturally as it used to be. Luckily, you all fix the problem. Then after that, after you fix the mind problem, the flow is more natural, because many things that come out from me are not what I say. I cannot speak from memory anymore. Whatever that comes out, the I, in inverted commas, speaks from its nature. But if the conditions are not there, it cannot come out. I also do not know why. Do not ask me why. So this form of mind is very important. We have already discussed the fourth aggregate Sankara. The last one, the fifth aggregate is Vijnanam, or consciousness. This is very important. The fifth aggregate of form of mind is also termed the fourth aggregate of mind. Do you know the analogy the Buddha gave? You will get a shock of your life when you hear it. He said the last aggregates of mind, Vijnanam, or consciousness, is like a magician. This Vijnanam is just like a magician. There is a reason why. Just now, I told you, you are the greatest magician on earth, because you can create almost everything that you see and perceive in this universe. When you open your eye, everything within your seeing consciousness is already created. The world has come into being immediately. The whole of existence has arisen. That is why the Buddha said, mind is a foreigner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. Means the mind right things that you come to perceive arise. Mind is the forerunner of all things. And because of sense door consciousness, whenever you see, hear, smell, taste, touch, and think, the respective consciousness will arise to create the world of phenomena, the whole phenomenal world of consciousness. That is the reason why just now, when I ask, who are you and what are you, it's not easy for you all to understand. The key to understanding this is to ask yourself, how do you know the world? We know the world through our six senses or six sendo. Is that not so? And we know the world through our mind that creates the sense door consciousness and the sense perception. And how do you interact with the world? Again, it is through our five aggregates of form and mind and our mental sense door consciousness, through our thinking, through our thought process, through our views, our opinion, etc. This is what living beings are all about, or human beings are all about. So we have to ask ourselves, who are we? What are we? Do these bodies really belong to us? Is this body really you? You have to ask yourself that. Try to understand that. Contemplate that to develop the understanding.